I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. It's dreaming season again for gardeners. Every year around this time, Elspeth sits down with a local grower to get their recommendations on what to plant for the upcoming season. And this year, she meets up with a longtime apple farmer to talk varieties.
Brent Hemian has 5 acres in Harwich. And everywhere you look, there are apple trees.
I've got around 175 trees. I started a little garden back around 1990, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now here it is, too big.
If someone was interested in starting a little orchard, what would some of your favorites that you'd recommend be?
Honeycrisp is good. McGowan's are very good. I've got a lot of those. There's Fireside is a small apple, and that's a very good apple. There's a golden apple. It's called a Sun Gold. They're a real nice, long-lasting apple, and they're very, very, very delicious.
I love the name Fireside. They're dessert apples, and it's easy to imagine cozying up with one after dinner by the wood stove. Sun Golds are new, descended from the Golden Delicious and quite tart. Brent says one thing to watch out for when you're planting trees is how soon they're predicted to bear fruit.
I put in some trees years ago. They were Northern Spies, and I said, these are things ever going to produce. 12 years later, that's how long it took. I was going to cut them down. And then I read up on it. I said, no, it takes 10 to 12 years. And now they're doing well.
Some trees bear in just 2 years. Others, on average, take 6 to 10. Northern Spies might take a long time to fruit, but they're cold, hardy, vigorous, and relatively large. Also, one tree catalog I found called their fruit the best apples ever to grace a pie. Brent says, in addition to being excellent for cooking, Northern Spies are good keepers. And this is something he looks for in his apple varieties.
Sun Crisp and a Gold Rush will keep for extended period of time. I've got to walk in, cool it down in the basement. And I would have to say that they would probably last 4 to 6 months at least, maybe longer. But it's nice to have an apple this time of the year and say, wow, it's still good.
Sun Crisps and Gold Rushes are both yellow apples, and some people say they taste better after several weeks or even months of cold storage. It turns out apples don't die when they're harvested. They stop getting nutrients from the tree, but they keep respiring, breathing, like any living thing. And at temperatures just above freezing, they go into a sort of living hibernation that slowly converts some of their starches into sugars. Brent says, while he likes to experiment with apple varieties, not all of the customers that come to his farm stand feel the same.
I've got apples out there that people won't try, and it drives me crazy.
Like what?
I got a Harrelson out here. It's a beautiful big apple. It's very good for a dessert or a baked apple. Then I've got Mitsu's, which is a green apple, which is really good for pies. It's hard, very firm. It's one of these things. You know, you can tell people. Sometimes I'll give them an apple. Just try it. And say, oh my God, that's good.
The thing is, most of us are only familiar with a handful of apple varieties. But 200 years ago, there were more than 14,000 kinds of apples growing in the Northeast United States. That number dropped to less than 100 in the mid-1900s, but in recent years has been steadily on the rise again. Today, there are at least 7,500, maybe as many as 10,000 apple varieties. Brent Hemian says, however you eat them, he's found every kind is worth a try.
Apple crisp, apple sauce, just apples. You know, I like Granny Smith, I like them with salt on them because they're sour and it sweetens them up a little. But I mean, there's all different varieties for this and that. And I don't know who could eat 10,000 different kind of apples. Well, you know, give it a try.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got some pictures of those apple varieties that Elspeth and Brent talked about. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.